What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and I am right here back on another podcast episode of Working the Dash with TK. I am so happy to share with you that it is Monday, May 1st. It is May, and I hope and pray my wish for you that is just encapsulated in light and love is that you find you some discovery words that are going to guide this month for you. This month for me, it's rejuvenation. It is actually discovery. It's gratitude and it is kindness. Those are my words. I am going to be so intentional about being rejuvenated, and you can actually be rejuvenated through activity, picking up something that you've actually set to the side or put on the back burner to assist someone else with something else. And you're taking time to rejuvenate things that you have actually allowed to lie dormant. So rejuvenation is a part of what I'm doing, and I am just so happy to be back. Monday Mail is right here popping off. The first Monday in the month of May. And gratitude, OMG. Yes, just being grateful for the things that I have. You may not have everything you want, but realize you have everything you need, not just on the inside of you. Do know that on the inside of you is treasure. It is something to be valued. It is coveted by people. You have to know what you bring to the table without a shadow of a doubt. And I'm telling you, you have to be so convinced and confident in that very thing that God, who has placed this treasure on the inside of you, is able to allow it to burst forth and to bring forth and to spring forth. And so it's allowing you to put things into motion so that your creativity and innovation produces and causes it to come to fruition. Another thing, just being kind, you know, simple stuff, allowing people to get over in traffic without giving them those nice little hand gestures or the look, you know, the look we can give, you know, the stare down you can give another car. You know how we do when we are in traffic. Hey, just let them get over. Just let them get over. You know, don't even worry about blowing your horn. If they're trying to get over that badly, just let them over, right? Opening the door and helping someone else, maybe with something, a project that they're working on where it doesn't take you too far off from what you're doing, but just spread a little kindness, you know, secretly buy somebody, food. If you're in a restaurant, you know, one thing I really love to do is identify more mature couples. And I say that chronologically more mature, than I, and I look over and I may see them eating, and I love to secretly pay for their meal, and they have absolutely no idea where it has come from, but out of nowhere, the fairy has paid for their meal. Hey, can you just do that? You know, we can do more than buy somebody Starbucks that's on the behind us. We can do more than that. So look, let's be kind. Let's just be gentle. Spread a kind word. Listen, you don't have to have money to be kind. You don't have to give out money to say that you're being kind. You can share a nice, encouraging word. So hey, it's May. Let's cultivate some things. Let's excavate some land. Let's dig up. Let's uproot. Listen, my husband brought a plant the other day, and he is so excited about his little plant, right? He hung his little plant outside, and every day he looks at me and he says, "Hey, did you water our plant?" I wanted to bring that up because I just want you to know, sometimes you have to be proud of what you're doing, no matter how insignificant somebody else may think it is. While I give absolutely no credence to that plant, I don't care that that plant is out there hanging up. If it's not self-sufficient at this point, I sometimes don't even remember the plant is out there. So, sir, you got to go water your own plant. So even though I feel like it's insignificant, he's so excited about his plant. That's what you have to be in this season. You have to be excited about what you have going on, regardless of who sees it as significant or not. Well, that was just my introduction to May and all of the things that it's going to spring forth for us. But tonight, I want to share With those of you who feel as though, you know, this is the season of Mother's Day that's coming up. And it's something that's been weighing very heavily on my spirit and on my heart and in my soul that I really, really wanted to share with you all. And it's going to be a little bit emotional, but because I'm amongst friends and family, and I'm really, really intentional about getting this message over and across, I wanted to share that 70 to 80 million couples, according to research, are considered infertile. They are unable to have children. And if you know, I'm a very spiritual individual. I've been a part of Bible study and ministry all of my life. And, you know, in the Bible, if you were childless, you were considered cursed. Your womb was barren. And if your womb was barren, it was like you were paying for the sins of someone else or something else, or you had committed some awful crime that caused your womb to be barren and not be able to produce. And I want to share with you that my husband and I do not have biological children. So we sit inside of this this statistic of those that are out there for whatever reason why you're not why you cannot bear children, whether it is for, you know, just reasons of, you know, some people just make the decision that they're not going to have biological children, while others, because of medical reasons, cannot have children, or you have tried to have children and it just did not work. And so many females out there and those that identify as female who have tried to carry children in their womb and it has not been successful and they have gone through miscarriages and things of that nature. It, you know, during this time of the month and of the year, because of this season that's so elevated for mothers, it becomes extremely emotional. I have never spoken about this topic ever. I'm just going to pause there and let that resonate. I've never shared my journey of being a childless mother. A childless individual. I've not ever been a biological parent. The closest I think I got to that was having a pet. And so, and I know that there are a lot of people who do not believe that pets are children and that, you know, my parent, my mother and my father could not be called grandparents to my puppy. And it could not be their grandpup or their grand dog. I do get that. But, you know, for those of us who have had to bear this, you know, a part of our story is that we do compensate sometimes for things because we have not had children. And it's not that we can't raise children. It's not that we can't even help discipline children. And I just want to put that out there is that sometimes we do have to step in the place of the disciplinarian, even with other people's children, but, you know, with barriers and with boundaries and things of that nature, of course. But tonight, I just specifically wanted to just share that you are not alone and that you are considered still valuable and loved. And for whatever reason, female individuals out there, you might feel as though you are less than and you are feeling depressed and this anxiety is weighing on you because you do not have children. Understand that you still have worth and you still have value. And just because your womb did not produce a physical child does not mean that your womb cannot produce. Oh my goodness. I just said something there and it leaked in my spirit. I'm telling you, you are yet productive and you are yet somebody who has something to offer. Listen, I want you to know there are so many children that actually need our help, need our love. So that's why we continue to volunteer. We continue to lend a helping hand. We support, we give money, we donate, we fund, we push, we help, and we undergird and we advocate. And it's not from a place of wanting anything in return. If you are a parent at all, everything you give and do for your child, you're not expecting it in, you're not doing it hoping that you reap something in return. Now, yes, you're wanting to reap wonderful benefits of what you're investing, but as a parent, everything you're giving in and out of yourself is because you really want to see that child grow and do well. You want them to matriculate through life as a well and whole human being, able to offer something to society as an asset, as opposed to being a liability. So I wanted to just let you know that even if you have been desperately wanting to have a child and you've not been able to have children, I want to encourage you today and understand that, help you to understand that there are a lot of us out here who are feeling those social effects because, you know, culturally it's a little bit difficult to deal with the idea that, you know, you don't have children. Everywhere my husband and I go, we're always asked the question, you know, well, how long have you been married? Do you have any children? Why don't you have any children? I mean, that's I want to ask them, why haven't you lost weight? You know, you want to get a little bit, a little petty about that, right? Why didn't you comb your hair this morning? You know, whatever it is. They ask those questions and people don't mean any harm. Let me put that out there, right? Let me precursor. They don't mean any harm. They really don't. But they're asking because, hey, it's just because of the culture. It's like if you've been married for more than a day, they want you to have children. So they're asking those questions. But I want you to understand that even though you are feeling those negative effects possibly in your heart and in your soul that you have not been able to bear children, please do not allow it to affect you to the point to where you still will not be able to help in other areas. Now, you may not want to adopt. You may not want to become a foster parent. But there are so many things you can do. And look at this. You may not have been blessed for your womb to produce a physical child, but there are so many children that are in the system right now that we can still also be a blessing to. So don't be hard on yourself. Do not beat yourself up. I also want to encourage you in this regard, that, you know, there are some benefits, okay, to not having children. So we can really make this as fun or as depressing as we really want to. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I am, and I don't by any means mean to be offensive. Listen, let me preface this with the fact that I do not have children. I've been married for 13 years. I do not have children. It was not just a choice not to have them. I do not have physical, biological children. So, hey, you know, you either going to sit up and cry all day about it, or you can just say, hey, what are some of the benefits of not having children? First and foremost, when I eat, the family is fed, okay? I don't have to worry about somebody else asking me. Now, my husband be trying to eat out of my plate, but that's a bit of another story. I just have to tell him, you know, you go buy your own food. But, you know, we can really see some of the benefits of it. But let's just talk about just a few more moments here. I just want to just share, you know, what are some things you can do if you're trying to deal with the fact of not having children? What can you do? Hey, one thing we can do, we can just accept the fact that we don't have children, right? We can accept it. We can understand that there's going to be some days there are going to be some feelings of doubt, guilt. We're going to feel like blaming ourselves and others, and we're going to ask questions about our own bodies. It's going to affect your esteem. Yes, it will. It does. What happens? You know, you start wondering what's going to happen to my body if my body doesn't produce. You know, there are some things that as females we go through every single month trying to ensure that if this was a desire, your body is able to produce that. But hey, what if my body never produces a child? But how can we really just continue to do this? Let's start connecting with mothers and celebrate those mothers. We can also connect with those in our own communities by saying, hey, we might be the coalition of no children, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with us.
And we can definitely celebrate the childless mother and understand that we are no less in this journey just because we are living with what somebody else may consider barren. We're not barren in the idea that we have nothing to give. It's just, it was not in the cards, right? It was not in God's master plan. It was not in the playbook of life. And that's okay. What happens is that you have to come to cope with that. You come to accept that. And as you come to accept that, you know what? It just really, really starts making your life just a bit easier to deal with. So, hey, what if you don't? Let's just sit here. What are the effects of being a parent? A person who is not a parent? Is it okay that you never had children? Is it okay that you never will have children? Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's just not become so lonely and depressed. Let's actually try to help. Now, this conversation can go so many different ways. This is a very high level conversation just to give you some encouragement, just letting you know that, you know, people who don't have children are still awesome. We're amazing. And can I also put this out here? Just because we don't have children don't mean we have any extra money. We don't have no money for you. It doesn't mean we have extra time. It doesn't mean we have extra resources. Now, we will give from out of our soul. I already told you all, I have to make this comical because I am in the category. It is I whom I speak of, right? So of whom I speak, it is me. Tis me. So just because I don't have children does not give you an opportunity to weigh down on my pocketbook. I have an open heart. My pocketbook is closed. I'm being facetious. But it's not anything uncommon. And I just want us to understand that we are not anybody that is, you know, unfortunate. It's not an unfortunate thing. I don't take it as an unfortunate thing. I take it as a challenge that I am able now to help raise generations of young people and touch and imprint and an impact from just so many other different levels. So I want to make sure that we are understanding that we are yet distinguished and we are valuable. We are beautiful and we are loved. So women out there, women of the world, do not think just because you've not produced that you are not productive. You are productive and you can do everything it is you want to do. So let's just start this conversation. Let's strike it up. Let's understand that we are worthy and we are worth it. Okay. And for those who understand how difficult this conversation is to have, let us be more sensitive to those who are carrying this burden during this time. Let's find mothers to uplift. Let's find mothers to advocate for. I told you all, this is a very hard conversation for me. So it's hard to kind of get it out, but let's find mothers to advocate for. Let's find parents that need our help. And I'm saying mothers because, biologically mothers are, they are the ones who carry that seed. It is just so phenomenal that we understand how mothers have been designed by God to carry another human being and to continue to produce. So let's undergird mothers, those of us who do not have children. Let's continue to walk this journey out and help as many people as we can. I love and appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with me. I know this is a fairly longer podcast than normal, a different type of conversation, but you've been hanging out with me here on Monday Mail, right here on the Working the Dash podcast. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you as we go through this season. Listen, happy Mother's Day. It's probably the earliest happy Mother's Day you've received, but happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. And we're going to be back before Mother's Day, but I love each and every one of you. Please take care of yourself, take care of each other, and I'll talk to you at another time.